And now, folks, here's an old friend of ours. He's always been considered a catch, not only in the entertainment world, but also among the pursuing fair sex. However, since he was last with us, his status has changed considerably. In fact, I might even say completely. Because now Hollywood's most famous bachelor has went and did it. And it's with pleasure and congratulations that we welcome ex-bachelor Jimmy Stewart to the Chesterfield Show. James, you look wonderful.
Well, thanks, Bing. You know, all my friends tell me the same thing ever since Gloria and I got married. Well,
it's a fact. I really mean it. Your eyes have real sparkle. You have more zip and zing.
I also snap, sizzle, and pop.
Well, you wait till you've been married as long as I have.
Ah? No more snap, sizzle, and pop? Yeah.
No, just flap, fizzle, and flop. Oh. Hey, Jim. Jim, tell me, where'd you and your bride go for your honeymoon?
We went marlin fishing at Sun Valley.
You went marlin fishing? Laddie boy, Sun Valley's 1,000 miles from the ocean. There's no marlin fishing there.
Well, who cares?
I guess you're right. Who wants a marlin when you have your darling, huh? You know, Jim, I'm sure your marriage made Gloria happy, but I want to tell you something. It made a lot of other women very unhappy.
It did?
Sure. The day you became a groom, Jimmy Stewart fan clubs throughout the nation wore their bobby socks at half-mast.
Golly.
Yes, and grown-up women all over the world drank a solemn farewell toast to their lover boy. Martinis with black olives in them.
Oh, now, now, bang.
That's true. Gosh, what a tough year the poor girls have had. Why, before their tears had dried over losing you, the next shock came like a bolt out of the blue.
What?
Vice President Barkley. Oh. It's been an awful year, really.
Yeah, yeah. The Missouri Waltz used to be the theme song of Washington. Now it's St. Louis Woman.
I just can't get over you. And the Vice President, especially you. Everybody was betting 20 to 1 that you'd remain single the rest of your life. Did you know that? 20 to 1. What made you decide to get married?
Oh, Bing, I just couldn't pass up those odds.
Besides picking up a lovely bride, you also grabbed some lovely loot, huh?
No, enough to buy a license, pay a minister, and rent a tuxedo.
Now, Jimmy, besides making expenses, what other reasons made you forsake bachelordom?
Well, to tell you the truth, Bing, I wanted to get married a long time ago, but I didn't have a girl.
Well, I guess a girl's a definite must if you want to get married.
Unless you're a girl yourself, and then, of course, a man would be necessary.
What I like about you, Jimmy, your innate ability to see both sides of a problem.
Thanks very much.
You're incisive in that respect.
Well, anyway, I finally found the right girl, and that's about all there is to my getting married.
What baffles me is how a girl could get used to a fellow as bashful as you are, I think.
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, Gloria happens to be very shy herself.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember the first time we were introduced, she took one look at me and ran and hid in a closet.
Oh, she is shy.
Mm-hmm. I got so flustered, I ran and hid in a closet.
Well, a meeting like that can never lead to romance.
Well, it can if you both pick the same closet.
What a pair. Say, boy, James, tell me, how did you ever get up nerve enough to kiss your bride after your wedding?
Oh, well, shucks. When it comes to girls, I'm just as aggressive as the next fella. After the ceremony, I just barged over and got in that line, like everybody else. Went around 6 times.
Oh. What a wolf.
And the next time I see one of those lines, she's going to get kissed again.
Jim, after living alone for so many years and being your own boss, now, how does married life strike you?
Well, I'll tell you, Luella.
Wait till I get my... How do you...
We get along wonderfully. But women do funny things. Now, like at breakfast this morning, Gloria said, I had to pay the gardener this morning, so while you were sleeping, I took $20 out of your pants pocket.
Yeah, well, you can't break him of those habits. But if you want revenge, do what I do. Now, you know, when Dixie says to me, I took that $20 out of your pocket, I say, that's all right, honey. I'll still get by today. I have a $10 bill in this other pocket.
Oh, what kind of revenge is that?
Oh, Jim, drives them crazy when they think they miss some. Jimmy, I don't want to pry into your private life as if I haven't been, but I think that all of our listeners would really be interested in knowing how you finally got up enough nerve. Now, how did you really build yourself up to ask Gloria to marry you? How'd you do that?
You mean you want to know how I proposed?
Yeah, yeah.
In front of all these people?
Sure. Come on, sure.
Well, Bing, a fella can't propose all alone. You need a girl.
Well, you know? I'll help out. I'll be Gloria, and we'll reenact exactly what took place. The night that you popped the question.
No, Bing, I can't do this.
Why not?
Well, suppose I ask you to marry me and you accept. That's big on me.
Come on, Jimmy, we'll put you in the mood. Come on, John.
We now take you to the home of Miss Gloria McLean, who will be played by Mr. Crosby. And we find Miss McLean and her suitor seated in the living room.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yes, Gloria.
Come over here and sit beside me.
Well, wait till I cover the birdcage. They keep staring at me.
Jiminy, those are lovebirds. You notice how they're snuggling together? Why don't we do that?
Oh, we could never get in that little cage.
Oh, Jimmy, you're so bashful.
No, I'm not. Now, as a matter of fact, I have something very important to ask you. Gloria?
Yes, Jimmy.
Gloria, have you ever thought of changing your name?
Why, yes. What have you got in mind?
Well, Catherine might be a nice...
Oh, Jimmy.
No, what I started to say, I mean, I thought perhaps... Well, maybe I shouldn't mention it, but I've just got to come right out with it. Gloria?
Yes?
You said yes. You said yes.
Jimmy, what are you so excited about?
Well, I just proposed to you. You said yes.
I did?
Oh, honey, you made me the happiest man in the world, I think.
Jimmy, aren't you going to kiss me?
No, I gotta go home.
But, Jimmy, we're lovely. We use ponds. We're engaged.
No, I'll phone you in the morning, Gloria.
Well, don't go. It's still early.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
I
ice.
Ought to say no.
Mind if I move in
At
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I try.
Oh, what's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold up.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Very romantic, Bing and Jimmy. I'm sure that lovers all over the world will find inspiration in your little offering.
Well, thanks very much, Ken.
Say, Jimmy, you know it's getting pretty close to Christmas, and for the smokers on your list, this year Chesterfield has something special, the Chesterfield Christmas Carton.
Oh, it makes a nice gift, Jimmy.
Well, I got to pick some of them up.
Yeah, it's really an attractive package. It's in full color with a picture of Chesterfield's Arthur Godfrey dressed as Santa Claus.
Arthur Godfrey? Well, what's the matter with you, Bing? Why didn't Chesterfield put your picture on the Christmas carton?
Well, I can't wear a Santa Claus suit, Jimmy. You see, I'm not stout enough to be believable as Santa.
Oh, uh-huh.
The costume would sag on me.
You could fill out the pants, all right.
I appreciate your confidence in me.
I'll bet Chesterfield didn't even ask you to have your picture on the Christmas carton.
Oh, yes, they did, Ken. I could have had my picture on that carton right with Godfrey.
Well, why didn't you then?
Well, they wanted to dress me up in a Buster Brown suit and sit me on Godfrey's lap. I wouldn't hold still for that. I was supposed to hold a balloon in one hand and a candy cane in the other.
Anyhow, friends, just drop around or phone your neighborhood dealer and order the bright Arthur Godfrey Christmas Chesterfield carton. It'll completely satisfy every smoker on your list.
Here's a tune. It's called the Christmas Song. Looks like it's destined to become one of the Yuletide season's genuine standards.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa is on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is bound to spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. This simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
you, Buddy Cole, for that very listenable piano interlude. Well, my thanks to Carol Richards and Jimmy Stewart tonight, too, for joining us this evening.
Who's with you next week?
Well, Bang? Next week, Jimmy, our guest will be Miss Ethel Barrymore.
Oh, there's a wonderful lady.
Isn't she? We're especially happy that Miss Barrymore will be with us next week, Jimmy, because it's our Christmas show.
Oh, it sounds like a real gift for everybody.
In addition to Jingle Bells, White Christmas, and some of the other favorite songs, we'll present a brand new Christmas play. Thanks again, Jimmy. We'll see you soon.
Oh, I enjoy it. Good night, Gloria.
Good night. See you next week for Chesterfield, folks. The best cigarette for you to smoke.
The Bing Crosby Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear The Bing Crosby Show and Bing's guest, Miss Ethel Barrymore. Ladies, only 10 days till Christmas, so remember to get him a big Christmas humidor of smooth, sure fresh velvet pipe and cigarette tobacco. It's a double pleasure to any smoker when you give this generous humidor of velvet. It smokes cool and sweet in both pipe and cigarette. In every way, the gift for him is a Christmas humidor of velvet, America's smoothest smoke. Jimmy Stewart is currently seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, The Stratton Story. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately.